Hi, everybody. It's Kenny. I'm back. Yay! It's time to ask you your questions now.
Oh, boy. This time I asked people from FurAffinity and InkBunny their questions, and because I have so many from both, I'm going to answer the FurAffinity questions first. The first question comes from the administrator of the Pool Toy Furs group. Why do you like inflatables so much? Well, they're round and soft and squishy and That's why. The next question comes from Blue Fire A. Wolf. How long have you been a Star Trek fan, assuming you like the original series or the other ones or all of them? I've been a fan of Star Trek since I saw the Star Trek motion picture back in 1979. That got me introduced into Star Trek, and then seeing The Wrath of Khan and all the following movies, and then seeing the original series and The Next Generation. The only series I was not able to watch that much and don't have much of an opinion on was Enterprise. Due to problems with the local TV networks, I wasn't able to see most of it. The next question comes from Paradox Dragon. How long have you been a furry, and what made you become one? Well, growing up, I've always been a fan of the Looney Tunes cartoons on TV, and Sesame Street has also helped a lot with that. But what actually made me become a furry? Meaning I actually wanted to pretend I was an animal, was when I saw a TV series called The Shirt Tales in the 80s. They were a series about cute little animals who wore shirts, and they were actually secret crime fighters. I thought it was pretty neat, and I wanted to pretend to be one. The next two questions are from Chris Triple C. Do you ever get padded up in real life? Yes, I do. I like nice, soft, comfy diapers, especially cute ones like the Little Paws. And what are your favorite cons to attend? I love Furry Fiesta in Dallas, Megaplex in Orlando, and Method Fur Meet outside of Memphis. I've also enjoyed Rainforest, God rest its soul. I've also enjoyed Rocky Mountain Fur Con and Midwest Fur Fest in Chicago. I have attended AnthroCon and Further Confusion, but I probably will not return to those until things about those conventions change. The next two questions are from Tycooner. What's something that you wish would happen? I wish that all the prejudice, all the hate would just stop. I've been a victim of prejudice growing up, and I really did not like it at all. But at the same time, I find myself hating people for what they do and what they stand for, and I know deep down that it's not right. And I have trouble coming to terms with that sometimes. I apologize that this is a deep answer to a question, but that's how I really feel about it. And what's your favorite 80s music? Rock and roll, baby. If it rocks, on there. The next question is from Brian, Wiimaster306. What's your favorite video game? For arcade games, my favorite video game was the Star Wars arcade game, where you're Luke Skywalker flying the X-Wing and doing the attack on the Death Star. That's always been my favorite video game in the arcade. For home video games, my favorites, plural, were the Sonic the Hedgehog series Sega Genesis games. The original Sonic the Hedgehog, Sonic 2, which introduced Tails, and Sonic 3 and Knuckles, which, of course, let you play Tails by himself. And he could fly and swim and be cute. The next question is from Your16. How did your love of inflatables appear? What's your early memory of it? Well, my earliest memory is looking through picture books at my third birthday party, and apparently it was a Pink Panther themed birthday. And of course, there were among the centerpiece, there were a lot of pink balloons, and I really enjoyed them, seeing them, and my first actual experience being with balloons, as far as I can remember, was when I was 6 years old. Somebody bought some balloons, and I got to play with them, and they've been a part of me ever since. The last couple of questions have come from Ink Bunny. Katrix asks, do you like messy cub diapers? Honestly, no, I do not. I wear diapers on occasion, but not necessarily because I have to use them. And when I do have an accident, it is not very comfortable or pleasing at all. And my self-drawn in artwork also reflects that. The next question comes from Psychotic Porcupine. Have you now or ever been a member of the Communist Party?
Niet! I have never been member of Communist Party. I own AK-47, but that is because I bought it myself. It was never a government issue.
Well, everybody, that's the end of the questions, and I need to go play with some balloons. So I'll see you later. Bye-bye!